This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Just pulling up all the stuff you can win this week. 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning. It's Allie and DZ. Tuesday morning. Hope you enjoyed the long weekend, Memorial Day. When I was a kid, every single Memorial Day, I used to go to my grandma's house and we used to put up flags all down her little town. She lived in this tiny little town in central Illinois. And that's my big Memorial Day memory that I did every single year as a kid. So I don't know what you guys were up to this weekend, but we're definitely going to talk about it next with the question of the day. DZ is having his knee surgery today. Today is the big day. I already just texted him because I said, I know you're not in surgery yet. You know, I was checking on him last night. He wrote back and said they were getting ready for the big day. And I said, well, you know, you're always welcome on the show, because he said he could call in maybe, but I don't know what they're up to. And I don't want to stress him out. I just want him to be able to focus on his knee surgery. If you missed it, basically, DZ has no cartilage in his knee, so he's getting cartilage and bone put into his knee today. 31 years old, this poor guy. He's been in so much pain, so hopefully he's going to start to feel better once he gets this done. But it'll be me. Maybe a few guests will be on the show. I just got a new Am I the Jerk submitted to us at amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. And I'm not going to lie, they had a special request for who they wanted to be on with me when I read their Am I the Jerk. So we'll see if that happens or not. But Hozier tickets, Pride Fest tickets, and even more at 1037kissfm.com. Lots of winning today, but we've got to start with the question of the day. It always involves our weekend, and there's going to be a lot to talk about. So you guys are going to be the stars of the show with DZ gone. I'm just saying. I'm going to need you guys a lot this week, okay? Here we go.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
So every Monday, even though it's Tuesday morning, every Monday morning we talk about our weekends and what we did. And honestly, I celebrated my birthday this weekend. I had so much fun. I went to Pottawatomie and I had a surprise guest come out of nowhere. Not only did some of the regulars show up, and I'm hoping some of them will call in so we can discuss our night at Pottawatomie, but it was a night of surprises. So what did you do this weekend? You can call or text 414-533-1037. I love hearing what you guys did over the weekend. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
This is Shoop. How are you?
Shoop. Oh, my gosh. Wait, let me pull up your theme song. And I'm so glad you're the first caller of the day, because I actually have something to tell you. John Shoop, you're never going to believe this. Hold on. It's hidden in here somewhere. See what happens. P for producer. P for producer. I can't find your damn song. Oh, here it is. Never mind, Shoop. I found it. It was right where it belongs. He has you in the... You know what he did? He has you in the J's instead of the S's. He went by the first name, not the last. That's what threw me off.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay.
All right, how was your weekend, Shoop? What'd you do? Tell me everything.
Weekend was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
We hosted what we call a Shoopapalooza.
What does that mean?
Where we invite as many people as we can over to our house, and we take care of everything.
Aww.
Right? We cook, all the kids come over, we play wiffle ball tournaments, we've got bags out. It's just a get-together for like 4 hours.
Oh, wow.
It was just a blast.
How many people?
Yeah. We had 8 people.
Oh, that's not bad.
We had 8 people over. So it was, it was a good time.
A perfect little mix of people, Shoop, right? I love it.
Yes, it was.
I was thinking about
then,
you.
We went to the Milkman game yesterday.
Oh, you did. Did they win?
They did win.
Nice. Yeah. Very nice. So you had a get-together and a Milkman game. I was thinking about you, John Shoop, because you remember when you and the wife and kid came in to see the studio and visit us, and you brought me flowers? I mean, that was, what, a week or two ago at least?
It was
2 weeks?
Yeah.
Those flowers are still alive and thriving, Shoop. So every time I look at them, I think of you and your family. I want you to know.
Well, thank you. So I appreciate that.
Hey, no problem. I'm glad you had a good weekend. I'm glad the milkman won. And I'm glad it was smooth for you. Thanks for calling, Shoop. Have a good day.
Absolutely. You too.
Bye. All right. I see the phone's ringing. So we're going to talk to all of you next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Okay, so Natalie in Menominee Falls said she went to Memorial Fest Saturday in the Falls. Then Sunday night, she went to the races in Slinger with fireworks after. Okay, Natalie, that sounds like a good time. And Kelly in Sussex said this weekend she went to the casino where she won a little bit of money. Thanks, Potawatomi. You know what's so funny? I forgot to tell you guys that part. Kelly in Sussex and I got crazy, and we decided to have a pretend Vegas day, and we went to the casino, and we both won money. True story. We went out to eat. We laid out like we were by a pool, and then we won money at Potawatomi, and it felt real in our minds. I don't know if that makes any sense, but it just does, okay? So let's go to the phones this morning. I'm going to pull him up first because he always gets left behind, and I feel bad about it. Good morning, Nick in Waukesha. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning.
You know, I'm doing this thing again where I got to find your theme songs. There we go. Hey, there we go. Here it goes. Bienvenido, Ami Ami. Nick, there we go. We're back. What'd you do this weekend, Nick? Tell me everything.
It was a busy weekend. I took Friday off. I was trying to win the Pride Fest tickets for Izzy because she's bisexual. So, she, you know, we wanted to get her to go. But
well, Nick, we're doing it again today at 8:40. 3-day passes to Pride Fest.
I know. I listened to you guys on the Odyssey app. So nice. I tried to, like, call in with listening to the Odyssey. So, you know.
Love it. Love it. Very smart to listen.
Saturday we did a bonfire cookout, and Izzy had her friends over, so that was kind of cool.
The bonfire. I love a good bonfire. I just hate the way I smell after. That's all.
I know.
You know?
Then we went to Barnes & Noble, and I tried Red Robins for the first time.
Wait. I'm sorry. Back up, Nick. Did you just say you tried Red Robin for the first time?
Yes.
I'm sorry. You're going to have to say, I'm sorry. I think I misheard you. You've never been to Red Robin, Nick. And what did you think? What did you think now that you're 7 years late? What did you think?
I thought it was pretty good. The service was okay, but the burger was pretty decent.
We don't go for the service, Nick. We go for the burgers and the bottomless fries, let me tell you. So, Nick, that's hysterical. Well, thanks for sharing. I like to go to Red Robin because I get my burger and a lettuce wrap, and that's my jam. So, anyway. All right, Nick. I'm in shock right now that you just tried Red Robin. This is a topic. Okay, Nick, you know what? Have a good day. We'll discuss later.
You too. Love you. Bye, right, DZ. I know you're not there, but love you guys.
You guys, he's probably listening, honestly, while he's waiting this morning. So feel free to shout him out all you want. I love that.
You're my boy, boo.
All right. Thanks for calling, Nick. Have a good day. Bye. All right. Next up, I got my girl. Let's go to her. Oh, boy. She was in on the lines first. I want to pull her up. Lisa in West Dallas. Girl.
Morning.
Guess who I saw at a bar? Did you hear the news? I saw the mayor of West Dallas at the bar.
Oh, yeah. He likes those bars.
Dan Devine, I saw you in West Dallas. No, I thought of you the whole time, though, Lisa. What did you do this weekend? We always talk about our weekends when we come in on Monday. Now it's Tuesday. What were you up to?
Well, naturally, I had to do some work, but I was in Chicagoland, and a couple of my friends came and visited me, and we went to Navy Pier.
Oh, how was that? Because the weather was phenomenal this weekend.
It was gorgeous, and we were trying to go on a boat ride at 6:15. They're like, well, 6:15 sold out. So we went at 7:15 on a little boat ride, did an architecture tour, had the sunset. It was beautiful.
I bet it was. Okay, very nice. So you went to Chicago, and you had a great time with friends. Well, that sounds like a good time. All right, Lisa. Well, thank you. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Healing vibes to DZ today. Mm-hmm. Much love.
Hell yeah. All right. I hope he's listening. If not, I'm going to make him listen back later when he's high as a kite. Thanks for calling, Lisa.
Bye.
All right. I got to go to my girl. She is the OG of all OGs, and she showed up for my birthday party this weekend. Hi, OG Lori. How are you?
I am well. Good morning, everybody.
It's going to take me a minute to get all your theme songs organized here, because normally DZ's on this side, but I'm the pilot now. Look out, everybody. It's going to be a hell of a show. Oh, here we go. I gotcha. Here we go. I knew I'd find you sooner or later.
That's okay. I know where I'm at.
Lori, there we were celebrating my birthday on Friday, and you pulled up to Pottawatomie looking good. What's going on, girlfriend?
Not much. That, you know what? That was the best part of my weekend, because I didn't do nothing else the whole weekend. I took a down weekend. The only thing we did was put up the patio stuff. Mm-hmm. I grilled some steaks, mm-hmm. you know, we grilled burgers, and mm-hmm. I mean, the dogs were happy to get their steak, you know.
Absolutely. Well, you were fun, Lori, and you stayed almost the whole night. I mean, you lasted longer than other people who I could name, like, for example, Saucy Sandra. Hold on. She's on the phone. Hi, Saucy.
Hey there. Hey, my Saucy. Friend.
What up?
Lori and Saucy, you guys got to meet this weekend because you both pulled up. Saucy pulled up looking adorable. Girl, she had a dress on. She had pearls on. I said, Saucy.
Yep.
Hey. Look at you. Thanks for pulling up to the casino and having fun with me, Saucy.
Oh my gosh, it was such a good time.
Oh, you looked
so
good.
Much fun.
And it was all the girls, like Amanda and Racine.
You talk about looking sexy.
Oh,
hey,
whatever.
Get it.
You were the star, but you and Lori, did you guys have fun bonding? Did you like each other?
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And Amanda and Racine too. She was I had a great time talking to both of them. It was great.
I love Amanda. She's so great.
Yes, she is. But I like seeing you guys all together in your element, too. It cracks me up because you're all characters. Like, yeah. You know, Saucy, you're one of a kind. Amanda's one of a kind. OG Lori's one of a kind. That's why you're regulars. You're meant for the show. So I'm just saying.
I would have loved to stay longer, but the old man was out of town and I didn't have anybody at home to give my dog his medicine. So I had to get home.
You guys.
Even though I was already 2 hours late getting it to him, but, you
that's
know,
all right.
He still got it.
It's a true story, though, that Kelly and I went back to Pato the next day and gambled and won money. It was pretty funny.
I've seen that. Yeah. It's like, good job.
In our sweatpants.
Girl.
In our sweatpants, by the way. Looking fine. All right, ladies. Thanks for coming to my birthday. Have a great day.
Yes, you too. Much love to DZ. Hope everything goes smooth for him today.
I will tell him, and he's probably listening. Thank you, Lori and Saucy. Bye.
Bye.
All right, so one more caller. I'm going to get to him quick. Oh, Lord, and he's probably mad he's last, but everybody knows who this guy is. What up, Ryan from Calabama?
What up? Good morning.
What was happening in Caledonia this weekend? Anything exciting? What were you up to?
You know what goes on in Calabama over here. It's planting season. Come on now. The farmers were out. We were out planting our gardens this weekend and planting the fields.
You know, I almost called you, Ryan, because I'm this close to freaking out and hiring you to fix my fence. I swear to God, I can't look at that thing
all
weekend.
I don't want to fix your fence.
Too late. I want to hire you, Ryan. Come on, pull up.
No, you have 3 years running right now with that baby deer being born. We're going to keep that going.
No, I'm the trashy one in the neighborhood. I got to put an end to it at some point, Ryan.
Oh,
I can't keep this going.
There's no trash in New Berlin. Come on.
Well, we could debate that one. Thanks for calling, Ryan.
Have a great day.
All right, talk to you later. Oh, man, hope everybody had a great weekend. I see Christina from Milwaukee said she worked at Pottawatomie all weekend, so some people had to work, too.
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
All right, so DZ is out. He is going to be having his knee surgery today, so I might as well go ahead and read this text from Jess in Tosa. She said, praying for DZ and his family that everything goes okay with his surgery today. Same, Jess, same. Don't worry. We will keep you updated. We'll let you know everything tomorrow for sure when we have more of an update. That's all I know. I told DZ he can call if he wants. But let me read this submission. It's a little long, but it's intense. And I didn't want to edit any out, even though she allowed me to. So let me just read it straight through. through, and then I'm going to need you guys to give your input, because this is about mental health, the stigma around mental health, when family members have mental health issues. This is what we're talking about. So I definitely want your feedback. It says, hi, Allie and DZ. I have a submission for What Would DZ Do? I'm a single mother with enough on my plate, so I would like to remain anonymous for the purpose of not stirring up more drama. You can also shorten it if it needs be. I just wanted to give enough detail. When I had my first child, I became quite close with my fiance's family, but more so his mom. I was only 19 at the time and clearly very naive. As the years went by, I began to realize that my mother-in-law was a bit manipulating with a side of narcissistic personality. She's the type that pretends to be your best friend to your face until she can manipulate you enough to find out things that are really not her concern, like bills, financial situation, what I'm doing with my spare time, with who, etc. Just so she can go behind your back and talk badly about you to others, along with comparing everything I would do as a mother, which was usually wrong, according to her, to how she was as a mother to her kids. Yes, I know. I ask myself every day why or how I allowed myself to be so close to her for so long. Fast forward a few years, and we now had two children. And 2 years later, when my fiance and the father of my children unexpectedly passed away. Okay, here's where we start to enter the issues. She says, the drama I had to go through during a time of grief was unbelievable. I had to put my grief on the back burner because of comments I would get like, you only knew him for the 8 years you were together, versus the 25 that his family, whose blood knew him. You'll be able to move on with somebody new someday, but we'll never be able to get another son, brother. Eventually, I realized that having the kid's grandma in my life was doing nothing but bringing me down, and she was toxic to my mental health. So I began to distance myself from her while still allowing the kids to go visit with her anytime they wanted to, which they always loved, until they got older and began to see the same things I did. Many people had been telling me for years how manipulative and toxic she is, but I just thought that was because they did not care for her. One of those people was my fiance's father, who divorced her when my fiance was young. Well, recently I had a conversation with my fiance's father and how I don't feel comfortable letting the kids spend time by their grandma like they used to because of the stories they've told me every time they come home. And that's when he pulled out tons of records, police reports of hers from when they were still married. I feel like I truly never knew who she was. These reports stated all of the times they had made contact with her due to many reasons, and none of them were good. They were terrible. But worst of all was the report stating she was hearing voices and ripped a wall apart to find out where the voices were coming from. That's how wild the reports were, along with one stating that she was admitted to a psychiatric hospital for some time. One mentions schizophrenia, which I never knew she had until I recently looked up a medication she's always been on, which was described as a schizophrenic medication. So my question to you, DZ, is, which now it's me and the listeners today, sorry, even though that happened a long time ago when my fiance was only two or three, am I in the wrong for not having reached out to her for a while to take the kids like she used to, and also for not wanting my kids to go there anymore for a few days at a time like they always have? I don't want to feel like I'm keeping them from their dad's side of the family since he's no longer with us, but I also don't want my kids around someone who can be so toxic. She's also told my kids lies, and I just don't get it. It's just not healthy for them, and I don't want them around it. I'm waiting for the day she calls them and says the reason she hasn't talked to them or seen them for so long is because they never call her anymore, just like narcissists do when they want to place blame on others, when they don't want to admit they're in the wrong. Do I let her past with all of the police reports go since it's been so long? Or do I follow my gut and limit my kids' time with her and only allow short or supervised visits? Schizophrenia doesn't go away. That's what scares me. Please help me, DZ and Allie. Love you too, because I know you'll have good advice. You always do. Love you guys. Yes, I do actually have advice, and the phones are blowing up. This was a long, intense one, but I'm already triggered a little bit by the mental health stuff, because I really think you have got to be careful with the stigma. There are a lot of people in the world with mental illness, a lot of people on meds, and a lot of people that have schizophrenia, and it's nobody else's business, but there is a true stigma around it. We want this them to get the correct treatment, but we do not want to punish someone with mental illness. It is not their fault. So we want to make sure they're getting the right treatment. My advice for her, you, girl, reading all this is to leave the schizophrenia part out of it, especially if she's being treated. That's the first thing you need to do. What I would focus on is the things you already know that you don't like how she's lying, how she's being toxic, how she's not doing the right thing. Because it sounds like some of this mental health stuff was a long time ago. People shouldn't be punished for that, especially if they're doing the right thing and taking their meds and getting help. So I'm a little torn on this because while I don't want you to let her around the toxic behaviors, we have to be very careful when we talk about mental health. So 414-533-1037. I'm going to go ahead and I'll just start here. You know what? Screw it. I love taking calls blindly, so why not? Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
Oh, well, good morning. It's Bella.
Oh, hi, Bella. Let me find your theme song. I got it right here. Called 5 days in a row.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing, Bella?
I've been better, but I'm okay.
I know. Your car got messed up this weekend. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, such a bummer.
Yeah. Well, are you listening to this What Would DZ Do?
Yeah, I am. And I was actually thinking the exact same thing that you were thinking about. You got to be careful when you say that. Like, you can't on one hand say for your mental health and then kind of criticize
somebody else's.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that. Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Solid
point. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter at the end of the day. It doesn't sound like she's done anything other than just acted in certain behaviors that you don't like or you agree with. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, and a lot of people have trouble with their in-laws. So she's like, you know, I don't know why I put up with this for so long. It's like, because you're trying to be a part of your family. We all have issues with our family. You don't need to blame yourself for trying to have a relationship with your child's grandma, but you do need to blame yourself if you're being critical of a mental illness that she has, but she's getting treated for it. You know what I'm saying? So
right. And judging based off of like prior stuff. We've all done stuff that like... We're not the ones to judge. There's somebody else for that some other time, but not here.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, Bella, I knew you'd give good advice. Thank you for calling, girlfriend.
Have a good day. Love
you too. Love you too. All right. We will talk to you next. So she wants to know if she's okay for distancing the kids. Her fiance passed away. She found out a lot of things later. She already wanted to distance herself from the grandmother, but then she found out there had been all these police reports years and years ago when her fiance was little from the father. Oh my gosh, so much going on here. We'll talk to you guys next.
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
So it's a pretty intense one. She wanted to remain anonymous in fairness, but she's wants to cut off her ex kind of in-laws. I don't know if she was ever married, her fiance's parents. They had some kids and then the fiance passed away, but she found out all these things about the mother-in-law. She already didn't like her, but then she found out there was some schizophrenia and a lot of police reports, but they were like 20 years old. So she doesn't know what to do now. Should she cut off the ex-mother-in-law? That's her question. I'm going to start this morning with somebody who loves mental health, and it's exactly what we're talking about. So let me go to David in East Troy. David!
Good morning.
Marnan, you even picked NF as your theme song.
That's right.
You're serious. Listen, somebody texted in, David, and said, Allie, are you saying she should sacrifice her mental health for her mother-in-law's benefit? If she's being toxic, cut her off. End of story. I'm not saying you should put up with toxic people, David. I'm just saying don't punish people for their mental health when we all are struggling. And a lot of people are on meds. A lot of people are trying to treat it. There's other things, you know, that you can be upset with her about. That's where I was going.
100%. Mm-hmm. You got to keep it factual. Mm-hmm. I statements. It sounded like she had already cut her off before she found out all this other stuff. So the other stuff is just giving her an example as to why she saw what she saw.
It's justifying her decision, basically, to cut them off, right?
Yeah, and it's not like the kids are trying to cut grandma off. The kids are starting to see their own stuff, and you got to let the kids make their own decisions. But if you use I statements, then you don't come across as accusing her of things.
Mm.
It's just, I don't like this. I feel that you did this, or whatever. And if she can justify as to why.
And you're saying it's all she did this. That's interesting, David. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, it's it's saying she did it without using the word she, because then you're accusing her and she'll get defensive.
Right, right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Lisa in West Dallas texted in and said she's protecting her children. I see no fault in being a good parent. Hey, I don't disagree. She's got to protect her kids. We got to be careful with the stigma. That's all I'm saying. And David, I know you get that.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, David, thanks for calling. Have a good day.
All right, we're going into your favorite spot, Quick Trip.
Oh, check out the hot bar. Tell me if there's any hotties at the hot bar, okay?
They're full of construction vests in here for you.
Damn it, David. Why are you teasing me? Okay, go have fun in Quick Trip. Bye. next up, I definitely wanted to pull another one of our regulars on because he's been very open as well with mental health. So, Shoop, hello.
Hey, good morning.
Welcome back.
Hey, thanks. Second time today. That's the first time that's ever happened.
It's all right. This is well deserved to be on What Would DZ Do Today. He's out. He's having his knee surgery today. But Shoop.
I know. Thinking about him.
I know. Yep. Same. Well, you know, so what do you think she should do? She wants to cut off her fiance passed away. She got two kids with the fiance. She wants to cut off the mom of the fiance. She didn't like her anyway, and now she knows too much. What should she do?
Well, to be honest, with my mental health issues, I cut off my own mother for 2 years.
Mm.
And
Did you come back to her?
Came back. Oh. Absolutely. Okay. Yes. Yeah. It took some good therapy. It took me going through. You know, I'm working on 6.5 months of sobriety and.
Amazing.
It was a true journey. But to actually admit that you got to cut somebody off and then seek help, mm-hmm. that's really the step that I think is important.
Mm-hmm.
That it might be both-sided here, that, like, yes, you understand that you found out all of this information, but at the same time, can you eventually give them a shot after you go and get help yourself
mm-hmm.
to understand what they might be going through.
That's good advice.
That was my big struggle, because I didn't understand my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden I just cut ties, and she knew my problems. Mm-hmm. She could see it very clearly. Mm-hmm. And until I got help, we weren't able to have a solid conversation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then that changed when you got sober. Interesting.
Completely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so proud of you, Shoop. I'm proud of how open you are about it, because there is such a stigma around mental health, and it drives me crazy. And this way this was written is a perfect example. We don't even realize it. I've been watching, you know, JWoww. Let me use some celebrities as examples. JWoww from Jersey Shore talking about her mother has schizophrenia, being terrified to talk about it for years and now finally talking about it and avoiding the stigma. You know, we've seen Jelly Roll's wife talk about her mom having it. So I'm just glad we're having more conversations. It should be more talked about so people understand it. Because, Shoop, you nailed it right there. You got to understand. We have no understanding. And that's the
right.
problem.
Right. And you have to be open to it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not open to it, there's no help there.
Well, that's why nobody talks about it. Because it's got such a stigma, right? So, well, Shoop, good job getting help. And keep it up. You're doing amazing. Thanks for calling.
Hey, we're trying.
You're doing amazing. Thanks, Shoop. You have a good day.
All right, much love.
All right, love you, bye.
Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, you can always send your submissions to Am I the Jerk at 1037kissfm.com. That's the email, or slide into our DMs on any social media and hopefully we find it, because that's what she did. She wants to know if she's a jerk for stealing the pillows, but hold on, hear her out. She said, hi, Allie and DZ. I listen to you all every day on my walks as a podcast. Awesome. She said, I don't need the music, just you all to keep me company. Thank you. Yes, we post the entire show every day, all in one chunk. So you can listen to Allie and DZ every single part of the show afterwards. It's posted on the Odyssey app, among other places. Okay, so. She said, I don't need the Kissmas protection program, but most people have trouble pronouncing my name. So just call me Pammy Pillows, or whatever creative name the listeners come up with. I went to my 25th college reunion this weekend and stayed in the dorms with my friends. It's a whole weekend thing with fun events like an alumni parade, dance party, cocktail hours, and I had a great time catching up with friends I hadn't seen in decades. But My room was missing a pillow. Housekeeping was supposed to provide linens and pillows for the rooms, and they had turned off the heat, and it was freezing in the dorms because of the unseasonably cold weather in Massachusetts. So, I had a really bad night of sleep the first night between the cold, the dorm room mattress on top of a missing pillow, and the other alumni being loud in the common room, partying late into the night. I don't blame them for having fun. I would have joined them if I wasn't exhausted from my flight. The next afternoon, I noticed the room next to me was empty, but they had two beds and two pillows. So I thought surely whoever was going there to stay there would be there by now. And I figured they had canceled their plans, so I took their pillows. My head was much more comfy, looking for a better night of sleep. But around 11:30 p.m., I heard the door open and voices coming from the next door. They showed up. I felt so guilty leaving them with no pillows, but I had already put my wet hair on the pillow I took and couldn't bring myself to give them back. Not to mention I was already snuggled in and had PJs on. So am I the jerk? Am I the jerk for stealing their pillows and not giving them back when I found out they showed up for the reunion after all? Yes, yes, you are. I mean, honestly, housekeeping's the jerk, but we can't blame them because you're the one stealing pillows here. So, I don't know, Pammy Pillows. We're going to have to let everybody else decide. 414-533-1037. I'll steal pillows even when I know they belong to people. I mean, seriously, don't we all want to, like, have a good night's sleep? She does sign at the end. She said, love you all. Hope DZ's surgery goes pretty well and he recovers quickly. Would love to hear Ed the IT guy fill in as a guest host. Well, Ed's not here yet or else I would have brought him in for this one. But she also says at the end that she got over her guilt pretty quickly when her friend made the point that they woke her up and continued being loud for an hour. So she's kind of justifying, well, it's okay I stole their pillows because they're loud and they're late and this and that. Is she the jerk, though, for stealing the pillows from the other room? It's similar to if there was a hotel room. You check in, all of a sudden your pillows are gone. Nobody knows where they are. The girl next door is with wet hair sleeping on it. How do we feel about this? I'm going to read your text for sure. You could, like I said, text. Oh, wait. Somebody said, well, going to that reunion was your first mistake. Okay, you guys. 414-533-1037. Is Pammy Pillows the jerk for stealing the pillows from the dorm room next door at her college reunion? There's a lot going on here.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Pammy Pillows, that's the name she's going to have today. Pammy Pillows wants to know if she's a jerk for stealing pillows at the college reunion. Sarah in McGuanago said, not the jerk, sleep is important. Betty in Waukesha said, and these are all on the text line, by the way, even if you aren't 100% sure someone's coming back to the room, you should always leave a pillow out for another person, just in case. Yikes. Well, we're going to go straight to the phones this morning. I'm going to start with Kaylee in Watertown. Good morning, Kaylee.
Good morning.
Hi. Did you hear this? Pammy Pillows. She stole the pillows, and she knew what she was doing. She did it two nights in a row, okay? And she, with no remorse.
Yeah. Okay, so I need some good sleep, and when I don't have pillows, I don't get good sleep. I had horrible sleep last night, pinched nerve in the neck, so I can relate. So, okay.
So, wait, not the jerk or jerk for stealing the pillows?
I think she's the jerk because, yes, she needs good sleep, but what about the people who came and then they didn't have pillows?
That's the moral dilemma. Do we care about those people? Do we, though?
Yeah, and maybe not. Maybe not. I don't know. I guess, could she not have gone to ask, like, the housekeeping people, like, hey, I'm missing the pillow.
Right.
Can I have my pillow? I don't know.
Well, I guess that could have been the actual solution instead of stealing it from another room. But let's be real. Think about
that's
this.
That's not.
That's not the question, but think about this. Yeah. You're at a restaurant, Kaylee, and you need ketchup. And the ketchup's out, and you see another bottle on another table.
Yeah.
Tell me you don't go grab the other table's bottle. You
for
do.
Sure.
And you move on with your life, and you don't go, man, what about the next guy if he needs ketchup at table four? You don't care. And
very
just like,
true.
We don't care about the pillows, yet you say jerk.
Very true. I might have to change it then.
Then if you change it, I'm going to law school. I swear to you, Kaylee, if I convince you to change your mind. No, it's okay. Stand your ground. You say jerk. Jerk overall.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Kaylee. Have a great day in Watertown, okay?
Yeah, you too. Love you.
Right, love you. Bye. Bye. All right. I'm going to go to Teddy in Shorewood. Teddy, you're only 12, but right? 12? Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, but you're a character, so welcome to Am I the Jerk once again. How you doing?
pretty good. At first, I was thinking not the jerk. But that because like with that, if you were to not the jerk, I get that you would need like your sleep and everything. But like what? You're also stealing the pillows, and now people can't get their.
Little abrasive,
so I'm,
but
I'm
yes,
going jerk.
You're going jerk for stealing the pillows from the room next door. Okay, you guys are both saying jerks. Is this going to be a clean sweep today, Teddy? I don't know. Do you care if someone takes? Does you care? Hopefully. Okay. Goodbye, Teddy. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye. All right. So you can text or call 414-533-1037. Somebody said there were two pillows left. She's not the jerk. Yeah, but then the people who came late never got their pillows. That was part of the problem. So I'm going to take our final caller, see if it's going to be a clean sweep or not. Lisa in West Allis. Uh-oh.
Warming again.
Your theme song's warming up today, let me tell ya.
Oh, slow day at work, man. Slow day at work.
I don't mind. We're here to entertain. Listen, so Lisa, we've had two jerks. Pammy Pillows stole the pillows from the room next door at her college reunion, and then they showed up and she didn't admit that she stole the pillows. Jerk or not the jerk?
Given the fact that I was giving extra pillows off my bed to my friends this weekend to be nice, she's a jerk.
You did?
I did. I was like, oh, there's not an extra pillow for the pullout. Let me give you one of mine.
Oh, I've done that. It's the worst. But I wouldn't give them all up. I'll tell you that much, Lisa. You can spare
one. I give one of them and say you might want to bring a pillow. I'll give it extra nice.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than not having enough pillows if that's your thing, for sure. So, okay, so Lisa, you're sticking with jerk, though.
Yeah, because housekeeping can get extra pillows. If she wants an extra pillow, get your own dang extra pillow. That's how I'm looking at it.
She said, somebody texted in, said, not the jerk. How was she supposed to know someone would come into the room late at night? Ah, fair.
They were still invited.
And you knew somebody was invited. She just assumed they weren't showing up. Okay, well, you know what? Screw it. You guys say jerk. I'm leaving it a clean sweep today. Clean sweep, Lisa. Thank you for calling.
Have a great day.
You
much
too.
Love.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, so that's it. Jerk, clean sweep. I thought somebody was going to say not the jerk, but okay. Fine with me. I'm reading your text right now. Bella in Kenosha said, in the words of DZ, not your chair, not your problem. Get that sleep, not the jerk. Well, jerk on the air, though. Coming up next, your chance to go see a sold-out show at Summerfest Hozier. Totally sold out. I've got your tickets in less than 3 minutes. Hold on. Them Hozier right there coming to Summerfest, sold out show, and somebody's going to go all week long at this time. We're giving you tickets, and I've got Hunter on the phone in Milwaukee. Hi, Hunter. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, guess what?
What?
You're going to see Hozier.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
Oh, you're so welcome. You're going to Summerfest. The show is sold out, and you're going to be there with Hozier. So I hope you have a great time at Summerfest, okay?
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. What are you up to this morning, Hunter?
I headed into work.
Boo. Can I ask you one question, though, before I let you go?
Of course.
Okay, well, I want to know, did you grow up in Wisconsin?
I did.
You did. Are you a Packers fan?
Big Packers fan.
Okay, then you're going to love this story. Did you hear what Danica Patrick said about Aaron Rodgers over the weekend?
No.
Well, allow me to play it for you. Funny, I have the audio. Here I am, Hunter. So Danica Patrick is opening up about Aaron Rodgers being emotionally abusive, okay? And she even went on the record and talked about it doing an interview this weekend. Here's one of the things she said. Here's a clip of her talking about it. Listen to this.
The nature of the relationship was emotionally abusive, so that, like, wore me down to nothing. Someone that, you know, people could never imagine that I would lack complete any confidence or belief in the simple things about who I am. Like, everything was torn to bits.
Awkward.
Oh, my.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about this a little, but really what I wanted to ask you was, because she said their breakup helped her reconnect with herself and prioritize personal growth. Aaron Rodgers hasn't said a word about her allegations, but she's claiming he was emotionally abusive when they were together. Do you care about Aaron Rodgers? That's the question I was going to ask you. Do we still care?
Keep it real. No, we're moving on.
Okay, Hunter, I just wanted to know if we're still there, because I can't take, you know, his documentary came out. Nobody really talked about it.
I didn't even see it.
It was on Netflix. He talks about, you know, doing ayahuasca. And you have to go watch it. It's interesting. But I was like, nope, it wasn't even that big of a deal. And I was like, I know he's still around and he's going to go into the Hall of Fame and he played for the Packers for so many years, but I just couldn't take a read. I don't know if people still care, if you want me to be honest.
Proud of him then, but yeah, I think we're kind of moving on.
All right. Well, thank you, Hunter. Somebody's going to be in touch about those tickets, and thanks for your input. I appreciate you.
Of course. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
You too. Bye. So that's what Danica Patrick is claiming now. She says all broke over the weekend, and she said that when they dated from 2018 to 2020, they're only 2 years apart, but she opened up about all of this and said she just felt like the whole thing was emotionally abusive and she wasn't herself. People could never imagine that I would lack any confidence or belief in the simple things about who I am. But it sounds like that happened in that relationship. So, do we care about Aaron Rodgers? That was the only thing I wanted to know. You guys can text or call 414-533-1037 because I am interested in this, you know, dynamic of their relationship. But I just don't know if it's even, you know, relevant anymore, if we're even talking about Aaron Rodgers. So whatever. 414-533-1037. 103.7 KISS FM. Ali and DZ. Good morning. DZ is having his knee surgery today. So it's just me, but we've been talking about Aaron Rodgers and Danica Patrick, which I, honest to God, forgot they ever even dated. But now Danica Patrick is going on the record saying that he was emotionally abusive. So Megan and Muskego, good morning.
Morning.
How are you? We're talking about Aaron Rodgers and Danica Patrick. You were having trouble hearing me off the air. Can you hear me any better now or no?
Yeah, I'm good now.
Oh, good. There's something going on off the air. I don't know. But hey, I can hear you on the air, so that's all that matters. So Megan, did you grow up in Muskego or Wisconsin?
Wisconsin, my whole life.
Packer fan.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Do we still care about Aaron Rodgers? What's the read on this?
No. I think people are over it. I've been over it while he was still a Packer.
Really?
I always acknowledge he's a great football player.
For sure.
He's older now. But, you know, I always acknowledge he was a great player, but I've never liked his attitude.
Really? Interesting.
He's had a bad attitude. Well, because he got, you know, when Brett Favre, you know, he was backing up Brett Favre and stuff, there was conflict between the two of them.
Yep. Uh-huh.
And then, with the whole Mike...
Did you watch the documentary on Netflix that came out in the past year? You should. You guys should, because they talk about a lot of this stuff, and he talks about it. So it's interesting, but this is what I'm talking about. The guy had a whole documentary come out where he finally talks about these things, and nobody watched it. This is what I'm saying. Like, do we even care, you know, about it? That's the problem. So I'm curious how it did.
Mm-hmm. I've been over it for so long, and he just started to get to be a diva, and just I was over it.
You know, I've met Aaron Rodgers. I would happily tell you my opinion on his demeanor, because he came to the station in, oh my God, what year was it? The year Danny Gokey was on American Idol. I don't know if that rings a bell for you. If not, it's fine, because I'm old. But Megan, he was him. They were following around one of the contestants on American Idol who was from Milwaukee. Danny Gokey came by the radio station to be on. They were filming American Idol. They were doing the hometown visit in Milwaukee because he was in the top three or whatever. And so Aaron Rodgers showed up in our building because they were so excited. They wanted him to win. He was following him around on his media tour.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers was following him, this guy around, Danny Gokey.
Yeah.
So he's following him around, and I'm trying to think who else was in here. Was Jennings in here? And I remember looking out the window and going, is that Aaron Rodgers? And sure as hell, he was walking through the building, and I could see him through the window, so I opened the door, and I said, Aaron! And Aaron Rodgers came into the studio, and we had him on for a while. And he was very... very quiet. That was, I mean, I told him, I remember having a conversation with him. I remember talking to him and him smiling a little, but you really had to dig with him, you know, and you can see that with him, that he's, I don't know if it's shy. I don't know what the word is.
I have a friend who actually did security, like self-security in his house.
Yeah, spill it.
In Green Bay, and he said he was just very,
standoffish. Quiet. I don't know how else to explain it.
Didn't want people to talk to him. Just very,
I don't know if he's a jerk. He might be, but it wasn't jerky. It was more shy or awkward or socially awkward or something. I don't know how else to explain it, but that was my take on it. So, okay, Megan, thank you for calling, though.
No problem.
You have a great day. Bye. All right, Anna and Sherman Park, you're up next. You're officially a theme song holder, but I don't have it ready for you. I'm sorry. How are you, Anna?
Doing well, but I called my 5 days in a row.
I know. You deserve it. I'll get it in today, I promise. Anna, did you grow up in Wisconsin?
Sherman Park, Milwaukee, all the way.
All the way. Have you been a Packers fan or no?
Yes.
Okay, so what do you think? I mean, Danica Patrick's coming out now talking about Aaron Rodgers, saying that he was emotionally abusive when they dated for more than 2 years. Are you fascinated? I mean, did you watch the documentary? Did anybody watch the documentary?
Did not watch the documentary.
I can't believe you guys. I'm shocked by this. That's amazing. Go on.
But, girl, who needs Aaron Rodgers when we have a whole lot of love in Titletown now?
You know what? You're right. You're not. When you're right, you're right. Fair enough. So you're a Jordan love girl. Is that where we're going with this?
Jordan, you can call me anytime you want.
All right, Jordan, love all day. Say less. I just want to say I'm reading all your texts right now about Aaron Rodgers. You guys are funny. People are getting triggered. People are mad. I was talking about how Danica Patrick did an interview talking about how she perceived her relationship with Aaron Rodgers for the 2 years they dated from 2018 to 2020 as emotionally abusive. That was what she said. And so we were talking about it, and all these people are texting in. And I'm sorry, you guys are saying nobody can talk casually about this. That everyone who called in was a casual fan. They were triggered. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning. DZ out having his knee surgery today. He doesn't like his one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To talk about it because, you know, it's stressing him out. But I already texted his wife and said, I need updates. I need to know everything. So I'll keep you guys updated as soon as I get it. If you missed it, he's been in a lot of pain. His knees, it's just one knee. I've seen it myself. He's tried to act like he isn't in pain, but he's in a lot of pain to the point where I see sweat coming down his face sometimes. He's in so much pain. So he went to the doctor, finally got an MRI, found out that he had no cartilage in between his bones. Yeah. From, I don't know if it's injuries, what, he's only 31, but they are today going to try this, or they're not going to try, they're going to do this knee surgery to regenerate some of that cartilage. A donor, he'll get cartilage and bone put back in, and then he's going to be on crutches and recovering, but I'll keep you updated. So wishing all the best to DZ today for that knee surgery. Now I have to tell you what happened over the weekend, because this is crazy. So I went to visit one of my friends. She was at work. Yes, I know some people had to work this weekend, which sucked. Went to visit her, just keeping her company. She works at a shop, that's all I'll say. And we were hanging out, just talking. She barely, you know, there was like no customers coming in. Well, all of a sudden, you know, when you're in a store and you hear ding dong, like somebody came in, the alarm went off, the doorbell. So my friend goes up and says, hi, can I help you? Helps this guy with whatever he needed at the business she works at. And then the guy walks out. And being the nosy people we are, we're watching the guy walk out, right? And he's going, and all of a sudden, I realized that this man, who's probably like in his 50s maybe, walks up to my car and gets in it. And we're watching all of this. And I'm like, oh my God, he's getting in the wrong car. And my friend is like, oh my God, he's getting in your car. And I'm like, I see it, but he's not going to get anywhere. He's going to get in and realize. So she's like, he's in your car. He's in your car. car. And I'm looking, there's two SUVs, both black next to each other. And he just got in the wrong one, right? But it took him a second to process it. So all of a sudden, she's like, aren't you going to go out there? I'm like, no, because he's going to realize in 3 seconds that he's in the wrong car and he's going to jump out. And he did. He looked around, he went, oh. And then he made that face where you're like, oh, I hope nobody saw me. But we saw the whole thing from inside and he had no idea we watched it. I was laughing. I thought it was funny because I knew exactly what was, I knew he was going to get out. I knew he wasn't trying to steal it. I knew he was just confused and it was funny to watch for me. And so I watched it from inside and I got a kick out of it. But then I started telling this story to people and everybody's got a story about getting in the wrong car. What is with you people? I've never gotten in the wrong car. I've watched somebody get in my car. I've watched my dad get in the wrong car. One, I remember when I was a kid, we like parked in a fire lane or something, like a store, ran in and then came in and got in the car in front of us, which a lady was in, scared her, scared him. It was hysterical. And he never parked in the fire lane again. I'm just saying. So do you have stories about this where people got into your car or you got into the wrong car because they came out of the woodwork this weekend? 414-533-1037. You got in the wrong car? 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning. DZ out getting knee surgery today. If you don't know about it, we've been talking about it for, well, weeks on the show. And I hope he's going to be okay. He's going to be fine. I know that. I'll give you an update as soon as I get one from his wifey. But I was talking about how I watched a man get into my car over the weekend. I was visiting a friend at her job. A guy came in, a customer. He was the only one for a long time. He came in and then we watched him walk out and accidentally get into my car, which was really funny because then he went, oh, and you could see him get scared and then get out and jump into his own car and hope nobody saw it. We saw the whole thing though. That's all I'm going to say about that. So I knew you guys would come out of the woodwork when I brought this up. I knew it. I knew it. So I'm going to start with, how about Carl in Milwaukee? Carl, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing good.
Well, so what happened? You didn't do it, but you allowed your kids to? What's wrong with you, Carl?
Well, how much time do you have? But,
what happened?
We were at a basketball tournament, and I have a gray minivan that pretty much looks like every other gray minivan in the parking lot.
Yep,
so,
yep.
Mm-hmm. My youngest went out. He jumped in the minivan that wasn't mine. There was a guy in the driver's seat, and he just sitting back there chilling, and the guy knew what was happening. He's laughing. My kids are, other two kids are laughing at him, and then he gets out and does the walk of shame to our minivan, and then he tries to play it off like he knew it and was trying to make it a joke. So it was pretty hilarious.
That is
bad parenting, but.
Well, it happens, you know, and honestly, you knew it was going to be okay. And now, especially nowadays, all the cars are gray, white, or black with a little blue or red. So, I mean, they're really all looking alike now. It's kind of funny. So, well, you know what, Carl, I won't say you're the worst parent ever, okay? Not today. But that's a good story. Thanks for calling.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye. I want to go to Kaylee in West Bend. Hi, Kaylee.
Hi.
So you and your son were violated? Is that what I heard?
No, so there's actually two separate things. So it happened to me once because crazy thing is my car, I went to unlock it and it actually unlocked a different car. So I'm like, so I wasn't paying attention. Yeah.
Stop.
And I got in and then I realized, I'm like, oh my God, this isn't my car. So I got out and I just walked over to mine and I was like two spots over.
Wait.
But
it,
I was like,
it unlocked the wrong car. Did you tell anyone or did you just move on with your life?
No, I just left.
That's hysterical. Oh my gosh. That's crazy.
And then my son, just a couple, he's 13, so this was about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
We were at the store.
Yeah.
And I was parked next to, I had a white car, and there's a white car, exact same one right next to me. And I'm walking to the car, and he keeps walking. He goes over to the other car, and he starts opening the door, and I start laughing. And then all of a sudden, he realized he was at the wrong car. I just lost it.
Why?
And he came running over by me.
Stop it. Why do we giggle when we watch this? I did the same thing. I didn't even, feel bad. I was like, this is hysterical, because they're going to realize they're in the wrong car, and they're going to be weirded out. And what was funny was, the best part of mine, Kaylee, is I had my pink Stanley in there. I was like, this guy must have gotten in and been like, what the hell? This is not my car.
That's how it was with mine. Like, when it opened the wrong car and I got in and I looked around, I'm like, this is none of my stuff in here. Right. So I just got out. I was like, oh my gosh.
Oh, no, that's me. That's funny. Oh, well, Kaylee, thanks for sharing your stories. Those are great.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Have a good day.
And I hope DZ's doing good.
Aw, thank you. I'm sure he's listening. I don't know what time his surgery is. He was going to find out this morning. So I'll keep everybody updated. So thank you for sending good thoughts.
Thank you. My son and I listen to you guys every morning on the way to school.
Aw, thank you. We love you, Kaylee and West
Yes,
Bend.
We love you too.
Have a great day. All right.
You too.
Bye. All right. Last but not least, because we got to give away these 3-day VIP passes to Pride Fest, but I want to pull her up. Let's go to my girl. She's the theme song holder. She called 5 days in a row, Lindsay in Franksville.
I will be calling back soon to hopefully win those tickets.
Hell yeah, but, you and your wifey. You can try to win them. I love it. How are you, Lindsay?
Great. We actually celebrated 1-year anniversary this weekend, so we're doing awesome.
Congratulations.
But anywho, it was a hot day. Yeah. I had to drop something off to a group of people, so I pulled behind a car, and I had my work dog in the car, so I turned it on and had the air on for him, and I went and dropped off my stuff, and I went to go back to the car to him, and the lady that parked in front of me thought it was hot, too, so she turned her car on, so I went to go get in the car, and she must have saw me coming and locked the door, and I'm like, how come my door isn't open? And I see the look of, like, just hair on her face, and I was like, sorry, and then quickly walked back to my car and got in and left.
Wait, she was scared of you? I've seen you, Lindsay. You're not scary looking. Are you kidding? It was
yeah, but I was trying to sit on her lap, I think, because I was just trying to get in her car. Okay, like, all right, I'm just going to get in and go. So
you were trying to get in, and I get you. That's
she did not appreciate it so much, and my dog was probably looking at me like, what are you doing, fool?
Dude, did the cars look to like at least?
A little.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
But I think hers was a little bit darker, but I just went to the first running car and it was not mine.
Well, think about all the stuff we do so mindlessly, Lindsay. I mean, all of the time we're going through stoplights. I'm driving. I'm like, how did I even get there? I don't even know what just happened. Like, I drove here?
Was man, I'm home already? What, did I even see that thing?
What? Was that light really green?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.